All right, let's jump onto the phone lines because we've got with us a good friend of the show, Dan Snyder from Intel. Tell us a little bit about some new things going on over there. Dan, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing awesome, man. It's always great to talk to you. Some big happenings at Intel this week. A couple announcements, a couple of launches yesterday. Let's talk a little bit first about Intel Core i5. This is a pretty big announcement.
Yeah, it's really a big deal for Intel because we announced our Nehalem codename processors last fall, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
So that was the first Core i7s. But those were pretty expensive, and they went into real high-end systems typically. So when we launched Core i5 yesterday and some new Core i7s, we brought them down to price points that make it available in, you know, much lower-end systems for people to get all that processing goodness in their system.
What will be the difference, really, processing-wise, from the Core i5 versus the Core i7?
So Core i5 will not have the hyper-threading technology. So you're going to have just, quote-unquote, four real cores or four real brains inside your processor. The Core i7s add hyper-threading, which, you know, gives you the virtual cores, so you have eight threads to work on your applications when you have a Core i7.
Well, Dan, from what we've been reading about the Core i5 architecture, I mean, even without the virtual cores that the Core i7 has, the performance on this is pretty impressive.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge performance, and you should see the reviews out there that hit yesterday. I'm sure some of your listeners read these things pretty attentively. You know, Tom's Hardware and Nontech and all those guys, they are just raving about it. Anand and Nontech calls it arguably the best processor of 2009. So very good, very warm reception from the press out there.
Dan, we noticed that this is using a different socket set, the 1156?
Yeah, so there is a new socket. So that's something to keep in mind. The existing Core i7s that we had, the high-end stuff that used to be codenamed Bloomfield, those were in the socket 1366. So that is a bit of a difference. The new ones are socket 1156.
Right.
So this, some of the do-it-yourself guys don't like that, but in reality, we had to change the socket because the processor does have quite a bit of design differences compared to the previous Nehalems.
Well, with the introduction of this socket, it seems like there's a new board and new chipset. Why is that? What changes have been made?
Well, there's a new board and new chipset because we've moved PCI Express, the PCI Express x8 and the x16 lanes into the controller, into the processor.
Ooh.
So the chipset is getting simplified even further. So that means cheaper boards, smaller form factor boards. So that's really good news for people who want a nice, small, quiet system.
Tell us a little about the two new Core i7s. It's a couple of them, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we launched two new Core i7s yesterday, the 860 and the 870. And these are pretty much most of the goodness of the existing Core i7s. So you've got four cores, eight threads, DDR3 support. But they're lower thermal design points, so they're running quieter and cooler. And the really cool feature, I think, of all these products is something called Turbo Boost. And I don't know if you've heard about this or seen it in action yet, but Turbo Boost, basically what it does is if you're running an application that is not threaded, so that's only using one or two cores, it'll scale up the frequency of the single core up to a gigahertz above its rated frequency.
Ooh.
Because it knows it has that extra thermal headroom. So that cool thing with that is that if you're not running a threaded application, you get all this headroom on the frequency. And if you are running a threaded application, you've got eight threads or eight virtual brains to run your application. So it's really an adaptable architecture.
It's almost like it's overclocking itself.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Seriously, so you're getting the greatest performance out of it. Now,
yeah.
The launch is yesterday. When will we start seeing the Core i5s in the marketplace?
We have several OEMs that already have systems out there. This is out there in the channel. I mean, good old Fry's, yeah, and all your mom-and-pop shops. We really want the volume to turn up fast on this. So it should be out there today, Dell and all those guys. So, happy purchasing.
There you go. What are some other things that we're going to see in the pipeline from Intel?
Well, we've got a whole new mobile architecture coming out in the next couple months here. That's our codename Clarksfield. So that is going to be the first Nehalem architecture in notebooks. So that'll be the first time we've had Core i7 architecture in a notebook, which is a huge deal. And so that's going to bring some real amazing performance to mobile and notebooks and stuff like that. So that's kind of the next big thing on the horizon. And then we have early next year, about by the time the Wildcats and Sean Miller have won 15 or 20 games.
Let's hope.
We're going to have our 32 nanometer Core i7s coming out. So that'll be coming along in, early spring of next year.
Dan, great talking to you, as always, and look forward to talking to you again really soon, and continue to keep an eye on this successful launch of the Core i5, as well as some of the other things in the pipeline. Great stuff.
Thank you.